A key post about to be filled on Lisa Brady, Fox News. But it's a narrow approval in the U.S. Senate for President Biden's nominee to lead the Food and Drug Administration. Fox's Jared Halpern is live on Capitol Hill.
Dr. Robert Califf overcame opposition from a handful of Democrats to win Senate confirmation, 50-46. Califf, a cardiologist and researcher, previously led the FDA during the Obama administration. The agency hasn't had a confirmed commissioner in more than a year, despite its role approving vaccines, therapies, and tests during the pandemic. Five Democrats, including West Virginia's Joe Manchin and Vermont's Bernie Sanders, opposed Califf's confirmation over ties to the pharmaceutical industry. Six Republicans, including the top Republican on the Senate Health Committee, Richard Burr, voted in favor. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. President Biden will have an update on Russia and Ukraine in remarks this afternoon, this after a hopeful announcement from Russia.
Russia's defense ministry says some troops deployed near Ukraine are returning to their bases. It says a number of units have completed exercises and are withdrawing as planned. There's a skeptical reaction among Western officials.
So far, we have not seen any de-escalation on the ground.
NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is watching closely. He welcomed an apparent hint from President Putin about pursuing further diplomacy.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. Even on sunny days, major U.S. cities on the East Coast could face costly flooding on a regular basis. That from a new government report warning sea levels along U.S. coastlines could rise as much in the next 30 years as in the past century, with the Gulf of Mexico projected to get the highest change. The report from seven federal agencies says climate change melting ice sheets could push waters a foot and a half higher for parts of Louisiana and Texas by 2050. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A tentative settlement reached between Britain's Prince Andrew and the woman who accused him of sexually abusing her when she was a teenager.
Court papers say the proposed settlement between Prince Andrew and Virginia Giuffre would involve the prince making a substantial donation to Giuffre's charity in support of victims' rights. Giuffre's attorney said in a federal court filing that lawyers on both sides were informing the judge of a settlement and that they'll request the suit be dismissed. Giuffre has accused Andrew of sexually abusing her when she was 17 while she traveled with financier Jeffrey Epstein. Andrew has denied the allegations and tried to get the suit tossed out. He says he never intended to malign Jeffrey's character and regrets his association with Epstein, who died in 2019 while awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The prince had already stepped back from royal duties and last month was stripped of honorary military titles and charity work after a judge's ruling allowed the lawsuit to continue. The family of a cinematographer shot and killed on the set of the movie Rust is now suing Alec Baldwin and the movie's other producers for wrongful death, one of several lawsuits over the shooting, but the first directly tied to one of the two people shot. Lawyers for the family of Helena Hutchins blaming reckless conduct and cost-cutting measures. Baldwin has said he was pointing a gun at Hutchins at her instruction during setup for filming a scene and that the gun went off without him pulling the trigger. The shooting remains under investigation with no charges filed. The police chief of Canada's capital city resigns amid criticism over the handling of a mandate protest.
Government officials and citizens have watched protests over COVID restrictions linger since late January, showing frustration at the lack of response by Ottawa police.
Fox's Gernal Scott, the Ottawa chief resigning just hours after public safety officials urged officers to use powers newly invoked by the prime minister. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.